favor of Phyllis Schneider, right? You don't need to vote on that, as you said. All right, so Phyllis made that for granted. Any other discrepancies in this? Discrepancies in the minutes? All right, and that, community comments. Is there anyone from the community who has comments? Seeing none? Committee updates, Health and Housing?
So Charlie Fox is in the room with you last week.
We had a meeting with him this Thursday regarding the condition and his work box and the talent box size. He wants to ask his staff to have the potential opportunities on the staff. So that whole restaurant with regarding the network data and staff and the staff, how the service staff that is going to be more towards like said that they would like to be in the project, but probably not this semester, the next semester that we start from next year. And they would like to join the project and the company and cost and estimation. Physical plans that they wanted to have the utilized for the state, but they also realized that the cost will be involved in the feminine planning and cost of the very high for the economy.
Are you very interested in
that? The plumber went to pick and ended up sitting in the fourth floor. Water filling station, and we didn't find anything to talk about this community. I have been other activities to do to the
community. Are there any questions or comments about this? All right, with that, we're now to the update on the old business. First order of old business is the bylaw amendment. With that, I will turn the floor over to Office Person O'Neill.
So, I don't know if you can pull up the shared drive under the one that we're going to change is if there was treasure or consider is the fall election timeline. Right now, the applications are available Thursday of class two. The applications are due Monday, second of class two. The election will take place Thursday of the second of class two. The first of the second will take place on the Monday of the third of class two. As is proposed right now, all of that is shifted back 1 week. As a reminder, it's difficult in that if the referendum election were trying to put all of that together, it's the first year's petition to vote for them. And it would allow people as volunteers to jump on the budget presentation process, which we wouldn't be able to have budget for how we want to together. So that wouldn't happen until we could
So that is the current proposal. With that, we are voting on whether we're going to open the floor for discussion on the amendment. So now the floor is open for discussion. So President Gabriella?
I
amendment. With that, we move to vote on the amendment for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Young? All right. Any further discussion?
Point first, can you scroll that way up there? Let me see like the right side.
One more.
There we go. All right. All those in favor of the amendment, to the amendment, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right, so amended. Back into the discussion on the original amendment to the bylaws. Discussion on the amendment. Discussion on the amendment. Chairman Murray.
Is that the question? Is it one amendment, not five amendments, or one big one?
Yes. This would be one large one. So President Ngavira. Further discussion on the amendment, Senator Wicklund. I just wanted to express my support for this amendment. I think a lot of time to do this. My first year, we spent a lot of time doing this, so obviously first year enrollment, and we've seen things like that.
I
Harlan, Terry, and Ed Hall. Questions?
So that would be, some of the committees, if they were first forward, to buy one, as their crossover from UCO or UCO, they, because it's charged to the committee, to revise them, when we bring them forward, but second and third forward.
And that's true of any committee and any motion. So if any of your committees brought forward a motion before, you don't need a second, because it's assumed that since it made it out of the committee, at least two people think it's worthy of talking about.
Any further questions? With that, thank you so much, Thomas Terry Edholm. And we move on to new business, or I'm sorry, any other old business? Old business? Seeing none? New business? All right, our new business is the class representative email. With that, I'm going to turn the floor over to Co-President Gavarano to explain kind of our idea for this.
So, as you were talking about,
said you'll be providing us with a general format for the email. Will you be giving us general topics that we should discuss that email too, or is that up to us to decide what we report?
I would say that's kind of like, we'll give you things probably that we'd like you to touch on, such as some of the things that have been charged so far to us, some of the things that have come out of Senate, some of the projects that we're working on or hoping to work towards getting. And besides that, I think we just would likely to stick to kind of more Senate-related topics as far as the class, using the class email alias. But outside of that, it's open to what you would like to put in there. Alright, with that, we will get a template of some stuff that we would like to include in the email.
Mm-hmm.
what you do is engage with the community a lot, just in kind of faculty about their awareness of how to conduct CPR or how to use it, especially the locations on campus. That's a big thing. The main commitment is the heart safety workshop, in which a member of Minnesota Southern Cardiac Arrest Network comes down and does those big old CPR and AED training for the campus. It's really a lot of fun. It's all academic and practice on it. But you also, at Intuition, chair the Heart Safe Committee, which is students and faculty, members of health services, some faculty on and students of their choice, to really run whatever workshops or really do whatever you want. It's very self-motivated position, and we have a lot of people to do it.
Yes, that's
really possible to have a
nomination. And will he be coming in, or is coming in not ready?
Okay. All right. Otherwise, okay, so.
Definitely, yeah. So with partnership with health services, there's like a training that you go through on AED, and the person comes down from the Southern Cardiac Arrest Network will also go through the training. And it's actually very simple, but the main thing is just knowing where they are on campus. So one thing that I did was there's a lot of information passed down from the campus champion. There are the stickers that's that fill out the outcome field, and you can say like AED inside, or like to just a reminder for students to walk in and know like, oh, there's an AED in this location in that. So they know like when they go there, they can use it. And I don't know if you interact with the AED, but a lot of them have like instructions in like, apparatus that they're doing. So that's one way it manifests in how to train the students on it. But really they can do whatever they want. If they want to run more workshops, like more interactive workshops, they just like a presentation, which is what the person comes down does, they can totally do that. It's actually pretty helpful. They can also start with the PAs,
recess.
We're
you want to move on and get the rest of your agenda?
Yeah.
Alright, discussion on it.
I friendly that to move the Heart Safe Campaign to the end of the month.
We can't do that.
Okay,
has to be a good deal. We are still in the discussion on a recess for 10 minutes. Is there discussion on it? Discussion. All those in.
Is it possible to just table it for now until you get here?
That is possible, but we are in the topic of a recess, so we have to vote on that first, and then someone can bring forward tabling it. It's two different charges, so you cannot friendly them. All right, discussion on the recess. Discussion. All those in favor of a 10-minute recess, say aye. All those opposed, say nay.
Nay.
Abstentions? All right, the recess fails. We're back in the discussion of the Heart Safe Champion, Senator Schugel.
I move to table the discussion until the representative is here.
Is there a second on Senator Lang? All right, second. Discussion on tabling. With that, we move to a vote. All those in favor of tabling the discussion until the Heart Safe Champion arrives, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? So moved. All right. Now that we have that table, we'll move on to other new business. Is there other new business?
Carl, Eric, do you want to, did you see the email that came to you and I?
Oh, yeah, right.
Senator Young, you have the floor.
So one of the members of the St. Peter community, maybe also Carl Eric's mom, sent he and I a link to see if Senate was interested in signing up for any time slots to ring the bell for Salvation Army donations for the community of St. Peter. And so that could just be a question about whether or not that's something that Senate is interested in doing. Historically, the college was a great recipient of Salvation Army care and resources during the tornado, which of course was quite a while ago, but I think lots of people in the Gustavus community have a soft spot in their heart for Salvation Army because of that.
All right, so I'm going to open the floor for discussion on the topic of the Salvation Army. Senator Allen?
I'm very for this. I think it's a good way to
Salvation Army has a number of recipients of their funding. They run when there's a disaster, the Salvation Army will come in and provide food and clothing and other needs for local recipients or local families and people who are need, like if there was a fire, a family could go to the Salvation Army for funding for those kinds of things.
Personally, I would just like a little bit more time to look into the Salvation Army more before I feel good about voting on this. So I would personally be in favor of tabling this discussion until next week, but I'll let people discuss this a little bit more.
Chair
Healy?
I just looked up on Google that Salvation Army typically spends 82% of donations on aid. I yield.
Say that again.
The Salvation Army typically spends 82% of donations on aid. I yield.
Further discussion about the Valverdeen? Senator Concepcion?
I just have a quick question for Vice Mayor. So it'd be Student Senate promoting it to our constituents to sign up?
No, I think that she was actually looking for senators that would be willing to sign up for a two-hour shift during the ballot.
Further discussion? Senator Sayoum?
Aye.
All right. So, given the discussion, it sounds like there are people who are interested in that. If someone would like to move in any sort of direction, there's just, right now we're just kind of discussing it, and it sounds like there is interest. Advisor Van Hecke, is there a way that you think that we should proceed with this, or?
So I think you could do a couple of things. You could decide that Senate is going to volunteer to fill X number of time slots. You can sign up, one or two people per time slot, and you could say that Senate is going to agree to fill three time slots, or one time slot, or no time slots. Or you could say that every senator has to volunteer to fill a time slot with a friend. It depends on how big or little of a commitment you want to make. Or you could make no commitment to it at all, and you could ask Carl Eric to just simply personally forward you the thingamabob.
Is there further discussion on what Senate thinks that we should do in this situation? Further discussion? Chair Anderson?
I think we can discuss this with Carl and send it out to those who want to sign up.
All right. Senator Young? All right. Those in favor of ending discussion and Senator Young just sending out the email and it not being a sort of Senate event but rather an individual event, someone sounds good. Is that what people are thinking? All those in favor say aye. All those opposed say nay. Abstentions? All right. Senator Young, please send out the email. And so now our HeartSafe champion is here, so we're going to move back to the charge that was tabled. Chair Nguyen, if you could please introduce your nomination for the HeartSafe champion.
So I would like to nominate Matthew Williams, Cosby 2019, as the HeartSafe champion of academic year 2017-2018. He possesses the quality that I believe to be suitable to this position and have great skills and leadership experience that would definitely benefit the new campus in this position.
All right, and now we're going to ask you to introduce yourself and speak to why you'd like the position.
My name is Matthew Williams. I am a junior athletic training major in pre-medicine. I first applied for the position because I believe that being heart healthy as a person, as a campus, is a very important thing. Actually, heart disease is the number one killer in all Americans. So I believe it's a very important issue, and I would like to put my knowledge and my experience towards the position in any way I can. In the athletic training program, we learn a lot about the heart and about cardiac diseases and issues. And I believe I have a vast knowledge in this area, and this is one of the other reasons I'd like to be in the position.
Thank you. Now we're going to open it up for questions for our HeartSafe champion. Are there any senators, or is there anyone in Senate with a question? Senator Wicklund?
Hi. In addition to the kind of like mandatory workshop that has to be held, do you have any specific initiatives or topics that you'd be interested to start to cover with the campus?
Yeah, and I had this on my application. I would really like to promote, so I think that being CPR certified, AED certified, and have all those classes is a great idea. But I also believe that prevention before those events take place is a better way to solve the issues or to fight the issues. So having educational, even just flyers around about how to be heart healthy, about exercise, diet, fighting those daily battles first, and then obviously being ready in case something should happen.
And then second question for you is just
Well, just first off, for my summer job, I am a supervisor at a local aquatic center. So with that, I've been AED CPR certified since I was 15. Worked my way up as a lifeguard, spent 5-6 years there, and now I supervise, not every day, but when I'm scheduled, I am the supervisor there. So I am in charge of making sure daily things happen. I'm the first one in charge if a life-threatening event does occur. Things and then other daily stuff, keeping the pool safe, make sure it's clean. Also, I'm the treasurer, co-treasurer at the Gustavus Athletic Training Association. So we handle all the finances for that student organization, and that's an elected position as well.
And then how do those leadership experiences, do you feel related to being able to share them with you?
I believe that those leadership experiences will help me to share the experience by having the experience or the communication knowledge and leadership knowledge it takes, because I'm basically heading a big campus-wide movement, I guess you could say, or program. And I believe that the experience I've had in those roles will help me to succeed in this position.
Thank you. Glad I yield. Are there any further questions for the nominee? All right, with that, we're going to move into discussion and our vote for that. With that, we're actually going to ask you to exit the room. You don't have to if you don't want to, but all right, thank you.
I work with Matt in the hockey arena. He's probably one of our most responsible employees we've got, so I would fully support those.
All right. Further discussion? Chair Harbeck?
Yeah, he's a great guy. I say go for it.
Senator Wicklund?
I guess I drilled him with questions, but yeah, it seems good to answer things and knowledgeable, so I support this. Very supportive.
All right. Further discussion on the nomination? Discussion? Discussion? Discussion. With that, we're going to move into a vote. All those in favor of the nomination for the Heart State Champion, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, say nay. Abstentions? All right. We have our nominee. You are officially our Heart State Champion for the year. Congratulations. You will be in contact with our health and housing chair for everything, for more information going further on. Thank you so much. Great. With that, now that we've gotten through that, we're going to move back into new business. Is there any other new business? Any other new business? Other new business? Senator Wicklund?
I don't know if Senate might like updated on this or anything, but a proxy for Chair Murr to Diversity Leadership Council this past week, last week on Wednesday, and they have their meetings. Just like an update, right now their big discussion is about the membership of the College of Republicans. They used to be members on Diversity Leadership Council. They resigned from Diversity Leadership Council last year, and now they are currently in the process of discussing them moving into Diversity Leadership Council. And then also I'd like to inform the body that 3 potential ethics violations occurred on the Executive Board of Diversity Leadership Council during that meeting, and those are now being processed within the Diversity Leadership Council. Or I guess I'm open for questions.
Are there any questions for Senator Wicklund? Questions for Senator Wicklund? Chair Keeley?
Yeah, so as far as the College Republicans go, so they currently are not under the DLC budget. And they're trying to. So I guess what's the process of getting back into it, or like how does that work?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm pretty sure they just have to kind of inform the executive board they're interested, and then they kind of make their case to Diversity Leadership Council about why they want to join, and then Diversity Leadership Council discusses the virtues of kind of their application, and then votes to either support them rejoining or not.
Senator Allen?
I'm going to go ahead and wait until those are processed, and then Chair Burr can update us.
Would they affect Senator Kiermaier or no?
I don't think so.
Okay. Further questions for Senator Whitman?
All right, with that, we go back into new business. Any other new business? Other new business? Seeing none? Announcements. Are there any announcements? Senator
Asker,
or
Speaker
Asker.
There are two announcements. First, there was still me, administrative director Liz, and our finance guy, Rafael. We all are performing in international.
Oh, yeah.
Are performing on international festivals. You should come watch us. And other than that, it's Mickey Mee's Diversity Chair Mee's birthday.
Aww. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mickey. Happy birthday to you.
Well, ex-Senator Clark resigned, so we need another senator on the Ethics Committee. So if you're interested, email me after the meeting. It's definitely the coolest committee. And also, happy Halloween. That's it.
Great. Co-President Gavarano. Senator Wicklund? It's getting colder out and people are starting to get sick. I've been seeing quite a few people around campus coughing and all of that. If you have friends who happen to cough, not into their elbow or like shoulder or anything, please tell them to cough into their elbow or shoulder. I'm immunocompromised. I hate it when people are walking and they cough into me. And also, stay healthy. Don't get sick. Drink plenty of water. I know. Good sleep.
Any other announcements?
We have our cross country conference team this weekend. I want to give a shout out to our girls team. They went from 11th place last year to 4th place this year. Dropped it. Ideal.
Admin Director Taven.
So, I've done what about in that circle? We didn't have a game. Well, we're fine.
Just give
a little shout out in case one of your ideas. It's really great. I'm really bad. So, you'll laugh. It'll be wonderful. But it's going to be this Saturday at 5:30 in Alumni, so that'll be fun. There's also going to be a Building Bridges Mixer on Wednesday, November 8th at 8 p.m. in the boardroom. We're going to have a comic bar. There's also the mental health workshop that's going on Monday, the 6th. So that's going to be really awesome. There's a documentary at night, and then there's a speaker. It's the person who started the 1-800-SUICIDE like hotline thing. It's going to be really awesome. It's going to be great for giving tips on how to support your own mental health, and then also like how to
further announcements? Myself. All right, first up, happy birthday, Chair Mir. And my other thing, I know it feels like I'm pulling teeth when I keep asking for discussion, but it's really, really important. And I know that it's kind of late in the day and Mondays kind of suck sometimes, but we really need to be engaged, especially given that like these are decisions that are going to be affecting future years here at Kids Davis. I mean, you all just changed our bylaws, so now our entire Senate process moves back a week, which, like, if you think about even our first week and the difference between our first week and second week, that's a big change, thinking about that setting back. So there needs to be discussion on stuff. And I will continue to pull teeth and be annoying
Christmas women's rugby club team, just one state. So your women's rugby team is officially the number one rugby team, D3 rugby team in Minnesota. They're advancing on regionals. So if you see a woman rugger, ask her about the bruises on her body, because she will definitely want to tell you about them. Besides that, have a wonderful week, and all of you get sleep because you are exhausted. Other announcements.
I just need the ethics for like 27 seconds.
Alright, further announcements. Further announcements. With that, meeting is adjourned.